AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. His name was Edson Arantes do Nascimento. People around the world knew him as Pelé. The soccer legend has died in Brazil. He had been battling cancer. Pelé was 82. This is AP Global sports editor Ricardo Zuniga.
He was diagnosed with colon cancer a couple of years ago, and he had been receiving treatment for that. And at some point, his body stopped responding to the chemotherapy. That was combined with COVID. He recovered, but his body being so weak, he had one kidney removed a few years ago. So it was massive organ failure from all these different ailments that he had.
Pelé won 3 World Cups for Brazil. He was in the hearts and minds of Brazilian soccer fans like Flavio Augusto during the World Cup in Qatar.
Pelé represents what we are, what we came from. Pelé is our roots. It's what we are today. It's thanks to him.
Cristiano Ronaldo called Pelé an inspiration for so many millions, a reference of yesterday, today, always. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot has dropped its subpoena against former President Donald Trump as it wraps up work and prepares to dissolve next week. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
The committee chairman, Democrat Benny Thompson, says the committee's concluded its hearings, released its final report, and will very soon reach its end, so it won't be able to pursue the information in the subpoena. The committee voted to subpoena Donald Trump in October. Then he sued to block it in November. Trump's lawyer says the House January 6th committee, quote, waved a white flag, which suggests a surrender.
Beleaguered Southwest Airlines says it will return to normal operations tomorrow. Vivian Westwood, an influential fashion maverick who played a key role in the punk movement, has died. She was 81. The Dow finished up 345 points. This is AP News. Benjamin Netanyahu has been sworn in as Prime Minister of Israel's hardline government. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
Protesters blew horns and waved pride flags outside the Knesset, denouncing what they said was an anti-LGBTQ and racist government. Inside, Netanyahu walked up to the podium to an eruption of applause. He taunted the opposition. I hear the constant cries of the opposition about the end of the country and democracy. Opposition members, to lose in elections is not the end of democracy. This is the essence of democracy. The opposition heckled him with chants of weak. Netanyahu's allies are pushing for dramatic changes that could alienate large swaths of the Israeli public. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian missiles struck Ukraine in the biggest wave of strikes in weeks, hitting power stations and other critical infrastructure during freezing winter weather. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.